Last Sunday, Brother Freedom visited a church. When he got to the church, he felt horrible inside the church. He's going to be telling you a little bit about that, but I just wanted to point out that the reason he is so motivated to share this with you is that he discovered that the man sitting in front of him had a stroke or some very major physical attack so serious that they had to call 911 at that church and get an ambulance out there. The man was taken, I think, to the hospital. And Brother Freedom didn't know about this because, as he'll share with you, the Holy Spirit had him leave early, but yet the Holy Spirit had him there, it seems, for that purpose. And he'll also tell you about the death angel. Brother Freedom has seen the death angel at least once. The Lord has shown him at times when people are going to pass away. So he was very moved deeply in the spirit by this. And yesterday he was very excited as he told me about how he had found out that after the Holy Spirit had him leave the service that this man had a stroke or a heart attack or something and was taken off to the hospital. So we're going to let Brother Freedom share that with you. God bless you. Father, we just thank you for touching the people today in a wonderful way. Thank you for our friends out there. And thank you for their prayers for Brother Freedom. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor. Thank you for your healing touch on Brother Freedom and your healing touch on all these wonderful listeners. God bless us all, Father, for your glory. Help us to be obedient to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I woke up sort of early, and so I had opened up that security door and let in some air. And there were, apparently I got some more smoke in there than I did air. So I wasn't breathing very well when I got up, but I still had my heart about going to where I went, and I felt that was right. I didn't feel like going with him myself, but I just felt that I should go anyway. And I got to get pretty close to church time, and I decided, well, I'm going to go anyway. That's going to stop me, so I was just a few minutes late. I got in there, and I sat down in the last pew row that I sat on, and this gentleman ahead of me and his son was sitting there, and that's where I sat behind him. And then as I started in that service, things just didn't seem right. It was just it wasn't a good place you'd want to be. It sure wasn't restful. It wasn't peaceful. It was very when you don't, really don't know, is that sort of a situation. I know one time the Lord let me see, which I felt was the death angel. And he had very terrible looking skin and very elderly. He was very weathered. And that morning when I went into that, it was sort of like his presence was there, but I didn't basically see him, but I felt it. It was a very different situation. It wasn't a very comfortable situation, uncomfortable. I want to make sure you're on the Lord's side and not somewhere you wouldn't do it being on your own. And so as I went and sat down, the pastor got up and was talking about money, and things went on that I just didn't quite understand. So I sat there, and the farther I sat there, my breath started being nothing. My breath got shorter and shorter. It's shorter, till I said, Lord, what's going on? And a few minutes, the Lord just says, you must go. So I just felt like someone there was in deep trouble, but I had no idea who it was. The Lord didn't show me that. But it was the oddest feeling that I believe I had a long time, because it was real mixture of different spirits. It's like, you had a little bit of this, a lot of things, confusion. A lot of confusion in the spirit world. And I started letting the Lord very fast that I would have been really asking about coming there anyway that morning. He was very easy on me, but I knew that I had asked him. I thought it was just sort of veered off and something. A lot of times the Lord lets me do that. But, So as as I went to go out of that room, I just felt a very heaviness in that place, a very scary situation, a very wondering what's going to happen. Like you're expecting something to happen, you don't know what's going to happen. I finally got up and went to the door. So I went outside, and the air, I could start breathing a little bit. So I went and got in my vehicle, and I prayed. I said, Lord, give me strength to go home. And you know, I truly believe if I hadn't have been there, that man ahead of me would have been gone. Because I heard that he'd just had a stroke too, and I guess he was on a real, real bad place. I truly believe that God had me there for a reason. And I believe that it was so much, it was like confusion in that service. I can't explain it. It was rather more, you know, I don't want to be in no place like that no more. Very scary situation, because it's just it's not something you really want to feel. You know, in this life when we're in a period of not knowing, we all the time, that's why we need to know God is my strength. God is my shepherd. God is keeping me. That's why we live in this world, because we know that He is these qualities we have not without Him. But with Him we have that peace that abides with us through all circumstances. And so as I drove home back to the freeway on that, the farther I got closer to home, the better I felt. I didn't feel that good, but I felt a lot better. And within about an hour or so later, I preached a sermon. So God had to do a wonderful thing. And so I don't know what happens, why we go through, like this morning, I went to the gym and everything was, it was sort of one of those days, lazy day, I guess, sort of. And about 11:15 I left. 10:45, make it more. 10:45, I probably left. And by 11:00, I was in an accident and the lady hit me from the rear. And she just drove right into me. She didn't even, so you know, that's the way life is. We need to keep our eyes open all the time, because there's problems ahead of us. And what life itself, there's situations when we may take time to pray. We must take time to stop. We must take time to counsel from our Heavenly Father. We must be that vessel that's not just walking carelessly this life. Now, that lady that followed me, she was driving pretty carelessly. She had 3 kids, and I guess their kids had her all of her attention, and she had her foot, I guess, on the pedal. And instead of on the brake, it was on the pedal, and she was going faster, and the kids were getting her more upset. So, and pretty soon, when I was in front of her, she just kept coming, she slammed me. And that's all there was to it. But that's the way life is. We got to watch out what's ahead of us. And where are we headed today? Are we headed toward eternal life? Are we on our way to not knowing, a place of despair? But God really wants us to be aware of where we are and what this day is real. It's not a day is the day of the Lord's coming. And we need us to choose you this day whom you will serve. God wants us to walk upright before Him in this last hour in a very powerful and a very wonderful way. But I believe it takes a lot of observing the signs. See, that lady wasn't observing the signs. The signs there were saying, slow down, lady. There's construction zone ahead of you. The road's bad for you. She wasn't watching for it. That's what we are in life. We put our foot to the metal, all everything's going right, and pretty soon we're going to wreck. Pretty soon we're going to disintegrate. We're going to fly apart. God says, wake up, my children. Look, what's ahead of you? The signs are coming. Don't you see the weather? How many people are being flooded away? You're seeing these devastations of things. That means my coming soon. But we don't see that. We're just like she is. We're just got our eyes there. Our eyes are on the kids. Kids shouldn't even be in the picture when you're driving. They shouldn't even be in the picture. What we're looking at shouldn't be in the picture. God's what we need to watch Him. And I believe that there's this real similarity of this and life itself. We need to ask daily because there's great traps laid ahead of us. We need victory all the time in the Lord Jesus Christ. That God's more powerful than whatever we face, where we're headed. He is the answer. And He's the way maker. He'll keep us. It takes walking in the Spirit to have the anointing. It takes walking in the Word of God. Walking in the Spirit. That's some of the rewards of serving God. See, our miracles just don't happen. But they happen as you get out here and invest time in the Lord. God starts letting things happen before you. It's spectacular. It does great things. But it comes through walking in the Spirit. That's obedience in walking in the Spirit. The anointing is a byproduct after walking in the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit, the anointing is going to be on you. God bless all of you. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. We want to encourage you. But watch out for those who are not where they should be. Because you're going to see a lot of people that are not ready to even be with you. They're walking, a lot of people, in the flesh. And it takes the Spirit to move through the Spirit. God bless all of you in a very special way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.